This is Bill White with a VOA Special English Development Report. President Bush has announced a new $500 million plan to help prevent the spread of the AIDS virus in developing countries. Mr. Bush said the money will be used in several countries in Africa and the Caribbean to prevent pregnant women from passing the AIDS virus to their babies. Each day, more than 2,000 babies become infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Infected mothers pass the virus to their babies, either during pregnancy, birth, or while breastfeeding. The Bush proposal seeks to provide medicine for 1 million pregnant women and their babies each year during the next 5 years. The goal is to reduce the number of infected babies by 40%. The program also hopes to build health systems so that mothers and other adults can receive tests and treatment for AIDS and HIV. Earlier this year, Congress approved $200 million to fight AIDS. The new Bush plan will increase that amount by $300 million over the next 2 years. President Bush says the money will be spent in 10 African and Caribbean countries. They are Botswana, Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, Kenya, Mozambique, Rwanda, South Africa, Uganda, Guyana, and Haiti. United States government agencies will carry out the plan. President Bush announced his new plan last month before traveling to Canada for a meeting of the world's 7 leading industrialized countries and Russia. A top issue discussed at the Group of 8 meeting was aid to Africa. The Bush administration had been under growing international pressure to show support for poor countries. Administration officials hope its new AIDS proposal will ease criticism about American aid to developing nations. Last year, more than 5 million people were infected with HIV. About 700,000 of those victims were babies. President Bush said that medical science has provided the power to help save these young lives. He said this is something the United States must do. Mr. Bush recently announced he will visit Africa next year. He said the trip will seek to increase trade between the United States and African nations. He said other goals are to reduce poverty, protect workers' rights, and support human rights. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss, and this is Bill White.